Hey, Nats, check this out.
Ooh, that's a beauty, Stein.
That is a shoyusashi.
It's easy for you to say.
Easy for me to say. It's a beautiful piece of pottery by Reed Ozaki, and De Groot gave it to me for Christmas, and it's a soy sauce dispenser. You see that little plug-looking thing on the top?
I do.
That's hollow. You hold your thumb over that and tip it. Then, as you know, you can lift your thumb a little bit, and that will allow the soy sauce to dribble out. I don't actually use soy sauce as a condiment very much. I cook with it, but I'm going to have to start because this is so beautiful, and I just love it so much.
It looks like something you could just put on the table, and it would be absolutely glorious to look at. And that's the thing about fine art and cookware, right?
It certainly is, and it's certainly nice when you can combine both, as this Ozaki piece certainly does.
And speaking of gifts, I didn't get anything kitchen-related this year for myself, but I did buy something from Mac. Check this knife out.
Ooh, nice carbon steel knife. The only kind to get. Nothing fancy. Good, solid stuff.
Actually, I like the sound it makes. Listen to this.
Ooh. Hark, how my steel rings musical. Mark, how my point floats. Light as the foam.
That's incredible. Really? How do you know? One more time.
That's from Cyrano's Ballade of the Duel. He composes an extemporaneous ballade as he duels this poor fool.
Well, I think this knife, this is a 10-inch vintage Dexter knife. It's supposedly the oldest knives made in the United States. And what's really nice about it is I love how lightweight the handle is. So obviously, once again, I buy it for Mac so that I can use it.
Yeah, right. Just like I got that 12-gallon air compressor for De Groot.
Okay, Stein, so tell me, it's the new year. Have you made any resolutions?
Well, years and years and years ago, I made one resolution that I've been able to stick to, and that was not to make any New Year's resolutions.
I make them. I rarely keep them. But this year, I mean it. I'm not kidding. I'm really going to lose weight and moisturize. But I was thinking that I could moisturize with this leaf lard that I rendered the other day. It doesn't smell at all, and it's just so nice. You could use it for pies, or you could rub it into your hands that have been under the hot dishwater all year.
Mm, yeah, I can still see it on your hands. You look as though you've been flensing a seal.
Stop. But I do resolve to do a few things in the kitchen that I think we should all do, and one is to make stock. Make good stock and stock your fridge with it. I always say I'm going to do it. I try to. But I'm going to do better with that. And I also, after all these years, have never yet made your rye bread. So that's something I'd like to do in the coming year.
Well, eaters, you got any resolutions you're not too embarrassed to share? Let her rip at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought and tell us about any cool cooking and eating-related presents you might have gotten or given. And I'll have pictures of both Reed Ozaki's shoyusashi and the knife that Nancy got for her husband, Mac. Both beautiful pieces of work that you can see at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick.
Soy boy.
Stein.